To Hong Kong now, to our correspondent Elizabeth Beattie, who is journalist at Thomson Reuters. Goodness, a very, very big week there with the passing of the National Security Bill. Elizabeth, how much does this change so much?
Morning, Catherine. Yes, so it's been quite a hectic week here in Hong Kong. The National Security Bill kind of came through, and this law punishes acts that China defines as secession, which is breaking away from the country, subversion, which here means undermining the power of the central government, terrorism, which is violence and intimidation, along with collusion from foreign forces. Now, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has welcomed in the law last week, but she said it's not harsh when compared to other countries, but we've already seen foreign governments, including Australia and New Zealand, voicing concerns over the law. Here in Hong Kong, the law is viewed as targeting the protest movement, and we've already seen specific protest chants and slogans calling for independence, for example, singled out explicitly as falling foul of this national security law. And very quickly, we've seen this law be enacted as well. On Monday just past, 23-year-old Tong Yin Kit was charged under the law. He's the first person to be charged on terrorism and inciting secession charges after he reportedly drove a motorbike into a group of police officers while brandishing a banner carrying a slogan calling for Hong Kong independence. And as of Wednesday, the police have arrested at least 10 people under the law, including a 15-year-old. And we've also seen other developments, including Beijing establishing a security office here. And Nathan Law, a former politician and activist, has fled Hong Kong recently and has written quite a lot about his concerns for the law back in Hong Kong.
We've talked previously on the show about the impact on the likes of tech giants. We can also see big diplomatic moves happening now, with Australia the latest to make quite significant diplomatic statements, including inviting Hong Kong people to come and become residents in Australia, and for those living in Australia to become residents. But how would you describe the impact on the mood of Hong Kong, which had been so robust in protest for so long and resisting this kind of law, and now it has been passed? What is the general impact on people on the street?
Well, I would say certainly on social media, there has been this, again, kind of a bit of an outpouring of grief about this. So a lot of people have talked about relocation or, potentially like planning their way out of Hong Kong. Recently, there's been an influx in demand for encrypted apps here as people grow more concerned about their privacy and their security. We've also seen kind of physical changes to buildings and to small businesses who have supported the movement quite ferociously. In the past, we'd seen businesses with protest banners and colourful walls of post-it notes, which provided a forum for people to write supportive messages towards the protest. But overnight, those have all been taken down. And now when you walk past shops, you can kind of see the residue of torn paper as well. So the protest movement, I guess, viewing this kind of as a real line in the sand, I would say. And here in Hong Kong, we're receiving a lot of targeted advertisements for VPN services and relocation services. And I think that kind of reflects Hong Kong internet at the moment and what people are kind of looking for here in Hong Kong.
Was it a shock in the end that it did pass, this level of law did pass and pass this quickly?
I think it is fair to say it was a bit of a shock. We knew it was going to happen, but it went through rather quickly, and then to read about the details afterwards, they're quite far-reaching details, and the Hong Kong Journalists Association is still kind of seeking clarification about what this might mean, and legal bodies are as well. So it's fair to say it has been a bit of a shock here in Hong Kong.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. As always, Elizabeth Beattie is a journalist at Thomson Reuters based in Hong Kong.